This is a very sacred book, the Book of Jonah. In it is so much reality and so much blessing, and yet there is much in it that is very searching. And what led me to this chapter was last evening trying to pray, the Lord had given me a word to bring before you. Now, these words dropped in to my heart in verse 2. I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. They dropped in quite sweetly, and I looked it up and found they were in this sacred chapter. And Jonah had got many afflictions, and a lot of these afflictions were brought upon him because of his disobedience and because he had not obeyed the commandment of the Lord. And so often, you know, we find ourselves in the path of affliction, and there's a reason for it. The Lord is a sovereign how he deals with every one of his dear children. We read, don't we? He doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. And you know, with Jonah, he didn't afflict him willingly. It was because of his disobedience to the commandment of God. And it's like a child, if they're not obedient, a loving parent will correct them. And this was part of the Lord's love and correction to Jonah, bringing him into this affliction. And it was a strange affliction, really, wasn't it? Because it was an affliction first because of the sin within him. He felt immediately the guilt, the disobedience in his own heart. And he was afflicted by his sin. But too, he was in an affliction in that fish's belly. In this sense, you know, really, if you look the real meaning of the word affliction in God's holy word, it meant anything that caused trouble, pain and anguish. It was termed affliction. You think, for as the children of Israel went through the wilderness, they had many afflictions, but those afflictions weren't just of body, they weren't just of mind, they weren't just of soul. They were afflictions of circumstance. Afflictions that they had to walk through, of trial and tribulation and difficulties. And it may be like that with you tonight. But where did it bring Jonah? It brought him to cry unto the Lord. And you know, it's a wonderful thing when affliction brings us to cry unto the Lord, isn't it? There's two verses that have rested with me much today, and thinking upon this word. And the first is the first verse of 3:28. Afflicted saint, to Christ draw near. Thy Saviour's gracious promise hear. His faithful word declares to thee that as thy days, thy strength shall be. And you see, when we are walking in the path of affliction, it brings down our strength, doesn't it? and we're weakened in the journey, and we have to cry unto the Lord for him to give us that strength to be able to continue. The other verse was in 872. Afflictions make us see what else would escape our sight. How very foul and dim are we, and God, how pure and bright. Now, with Jonah, he wasn't in that fish's belly by chance. Really, you know, though he was encouraged in that fish's belly, what was surrounding him? Not just the walls of the stomach of the great fish. He was surrounded by God's everlasting love. You know, the sea couldn't destroy him, though he had been cast overboard into it. God had prepared that great fish to swallow him up. So he was surrounded by God's love in the sea. He was surrounded by the Lord's love in that fish's belly. And there it was, surrounding him. The powers of digestion in the fish could not destroy Job. We're told by the Lord, the Holy Spirit of the Lord Jesus, and him laying in the heart of the earth those 3 days and 3 nights. And what does the Word of God tell us? As Jonah was in the fish's belly for 3 days and 3 nights, so the Son of Man must be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And really, you know, he was to have a beautiful view by faith of the dear Lord Jesus. And when that third day came, what happened to Jonah? He didn't perish, did he? He could have done, because of his sin and his disobedience. But no, the fish was to vomit him out on dry land. I was talking to an old lady down in Bethesda the other day, and she said to me, she said, you know, I read just recently, and she said, I never thought of it before. She said, of the experience of a whale. And she said, when you look at it in the case of Jonah, it's very wonderful. You see, in this article on the whale, she said it so stood out that a whale cannot be sick in the sea. Why? Because it had swallowed no end of water and would destroy itself. She said it had to be sick, but it had to be sick on dry land. It had to vomit Jonah out on dry land. And that's the only way a whale can ever be sick. And she said, I thought, how wonderful, you know, the wonders of creation. And I thought about that when I was directed to this chapter, you know. The Lord worked wondrously for Jonah. Firstly, in preserving him. Secondly, in hearing his prayer. In that fish's belly. He says, doesn't he, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. But look how low he was in that fish's belly. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. You see, the cry of Jonah was a piercing cry. It pierced the sea. It pierced the fish's belly. It pierced the heavens and entered into the ears of the Lord God of Sabaoth. That's how real it was. And the Lord heard it. And he gave him the answer, didn't he? But there's just one or two other things I want to name. Even in the great deep and depths that he was in, what does he say? Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. What a searching place that is, to feel cast out of the sight of the Lord. And he knew it's all what he deserved because of his sin. But then we see faith in gracious exercise in Jonah. Yet, in spite of all this, what I'm in, I will look again toward thy holy temple. Now, this was a fresh place for him to look again, wasn't it? But it proves to us this, that he'd known what it was on dry land to look to the Lord. But now he has to look from the depths of the sea in the fish's belly, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. And that blessed holy temple was none other than the dear Lord Jesus himself. And this is where he was looking. The hymn writer said, when thou canst no deliverance see, yet still this man thy peace shall be. But then finally, when the fish vomited out Jonah on the dry land, what do we read prior even to the vomiting him out on the land, but when he did, that beautiful word, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. You know, when the Lord hears and answers prayer, oh, may we be given that true heart of real thanksgiving, the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that that I vowed. You know, Hannah vowed, and the Lord enabled her to fulfill that vow. You know, it's a wonderful thing when the Lord enables us to vow, but a blessed thing when we can pay that vow. Are there any of us here tonight that have vowed if the Lord will do this or do that for us, then we will. And many of the Lord's children have follow him. But he says here, I will pay that that I have vowed. And then this beautiful word, salvation is of the Lord. Jonah proved it. There was no other way of salvation but through his God. Thou must save, the hymn writer said, and thou alone. Well, may these few rambling remarks be made precious to our souls, and may this sacred chapter be blessed to us tonight. May the Lord help the brethren to pray.